Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
An action-packed question time, ending in mystery over what the Prime Minister actually did say about David Beckham. But first, not good news or bad news, but just news from Finance Minister Bill English in response to this question from his Labour shadow, David Parker.
How can the Minister stand in this House and pretend that it's good news that the government deficit of $2.1 billion is $490 million or 27% higher than he projected in his budget just months ago?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, I'm not saying it's good news, I'm just saying it is the news.
But there was good news, according to the Finance Minister's Cabinet colleague, Craig Foss.
Mr Speaker, there's no crisis. New Zealand is performing in growth statistics better than anyone else in the OECD right now.
Mr. Foss was speaking in the general debate, led off this week by opposition leader David Shearer, with some help from Labour's housing spokeswoman Annette King.
Mr. Speaker, I seek leave to table an answer to a written question which shows that the number of vacant houses, state houses in New Zealand is 5%. Unlike the answer the Minister gave in the House just a few moments ago.
Order.
That was this answer from Maurice Williamson.
The current level of vacant stock in the Housing Corporation portfolio is around 2%.
Maurice Williamson was answering questions on behalf of Housing Minister Phil Heatley, who came down to the Chamber an hour later with more details.
I want to clarify that the 2%, roughly 2%, refers to vacant Housing New Zealand stock that is available to let. Other categories are, of course, vacant pending development due to fire damage, vacant under sale, vacant under repair.
By that time, though, Mr. Shearer had already turned the bad news into good news for his general debate speech.
When you have 5% of our housing stock currently not being used, which could actually house people on lower incomes, that, sir, is a disgrace.
But then Mr. Shearer got the wrong Heatley.
Craig Heatley, who is completely asleep at the wheel. Completely asleep. Sorry. Phil Heatley. Phil Heatley.
Mr. Shearer's mistake was jumped on by the next speaker, Bill English.
Well, I haven't yet met the Housing Minister, Craig Heatley, but I am looking forward to meeting... I am looking forward to meeting the Labour leader of the Labour Party, Ian Shearer.
Finally, the $64,000 question for Prime Minister John Key from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Prime Minister,
order.
Prime Minister,
I must fail to hear this question.
Yes or no? Did he not say, at a meeting with school children, that David Beckham was as thick as bat? And you know what the rest was. Is he denying it now?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Categorically, I did not say that, no.
Mr. Peters ran out of questions before he could establish exactly what the Prime Minister did say. Now to the committee rooms and this report from Rhys Lyon.
Presenting her members' bill, which would redefine marriage to allow same-sex marriages, Labour's Louisa Wall said her proposed legislation was overdue.
So we're 26 years post-homosexual law reform, but in fact I think one of the motivating factors for the opponents against this bill is the fact that they still haven't acknowledged or appreciate that homosexual New Zealanders have the same rights and privileges as non-homosexual New Zealanders.
Ms. Wall said it was a question of equal citizenship rights.
And that's really the question that I want to leave the committee with. Are there different types of citizenship? Or do we believe in New Zealand that everybody is born free and equal under the law, that everybody's citizenship is equal, and therefore as a state should we be discriminating against a New Zealander by fact of their sexual self-determination?
Louisa Wall presenting her definition of marriage amendment bill to the Government Administration Committee. And another member's bill came from National's Todd McClay. He wants gang insignia to be banned in government buildings.
This bill is drafted to reduce intimidation, offer greater protection to victims and law-abiding citizens. And it's to focus on the harm and significant misery that gangs cause throughout all communities and all parts of New Zealand.
And Mr. McClay had support from Police Association President Greg O'Connor, who agreed it would crack down on gang intimidation in public places.
Places like WINS offices, places like probation offices, where often gang members strutting in, strutting their stuff with their patches on, are able to be have an influence, and the influence is not over necessarily those on the other side of the counter. It's those who are also gathered there to do their business. And that's, again, part of that whole sphere of intimidation.
Police Association President Greg O'Connor, speaking in support of the Prohibition of Gang Insignia and Government Premises Bill, a member's bill in the name of National MP Todd McClay.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.